I didn't know those weren't county roads.
Well, Acadia, they never had petitions of theirs.
So just the Meadow View one?
Just the Meadow View compared to the current.
Any objection? I move that we take in Meadow View Lane into the county road system.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the last one will be Hickory Drive. The off of Spring Creek Road, which is off of Fall Creek. This is video.
Is there seven homes?
Yeah. The people at the end of the road were willing to work with us on giving right away for a turnaround. The road currently has enough right away for the road.
Say that's off of Fall Creek and then Spring Creek?
Yeah, yes.
They'll give the right, they'll survey it and give the right of way?
Yeah, my recommendation was going to be yes, contingent on right of way. For a turnaround and then provide a survey for it, for the turnaround and to show where the right of way is on the road. Mm-hmm. For when we come in there to do work, we'll know where our limits are. Any questions on it?
For some reason I don't have that sheet.
The road right above it, there's like a, is that where the, is that a hammerhead? What is that?
Is that the one?
Off of Park Drive.
Park, yes. That's
is that what they're talking about doing? Would that be an option?
Is it one?
Yeah. That is where we turn around.
Okay.
And that would be the same way on
Silver,
the
yeah.
I think yes.
Okay.
Rather than doing a cul-de-sac, they take up a lot more
right away.
A lot more.
So do we have that agreed upon yet?
Yeah, they're willing to.
You're the landowner there at the end that has it?
No, but the person on the end has been the problem in the past to not give up the land. He has cancer, and his wife tore up a Chrysler car going up and down the road. She drives a Jeep now. So when the lady from the state representing me in this went there, his wife said, we'll do anything to get this road paved. No more fighting. So I believe that. And they did sign, both of them did sign, to know that they had to give that land to him.
So the suggestion is that we take it in continuance on the survey and the right-of-way.
Well, yeah, the way our legal is having me do it is if that's how you make the motion, then they'll create an order once they meet all the contingents, and then you vote to approve the order is how they're wanting us to do it. So, and we wouldn't bring that to you all until they did meet all the contingents.
That's just one more step different than what we did before. You would be responsible, and now you'll bring it back. Okay.
You guys have any other questions?
I don't.
Move to accept Hickory Drive within Cedar Meadows Phase 2, move to accept Hickory Drive within Spring Creek Park into the county road system contingent upon a right-of-way for turnaround and a survey stating such.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Deputy, you want that back? Thank you. Thank you, Denzel.
Thank you. Thank
you,
guys.
Thank you for patience. Devin, are you coming back here after a while? Are you coming back for the discussion? Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah, better. You need one mic?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Notice of intent to declare single source provider. Number 2021-09-487. I have the notice of intent to declare
I thought we had a letter from Travis on that. I don't have
one. We don't.
I don't see one.
I don't see one.
I know he's Nikki's been working. Did you see a letter?
I haven't seen a letter. Nikki told me he was okay with it, but I haven't seen anything. So.
Yeah, she told me that too. So I somehow made me thought normally she would send a.
So just kind of, if I can give you kind of update on where we're at on this. I'm Travis Iyer with HDR, by the way. So this, we've got the grinder picked out. Originally, it was going to be a grinder and a screen. There was only one manufacturer that made something that'll fit in the existing manhole that's out here. So that's why we were sole sourcing it. I've talked to the city. The city is now willing to not put the screen in, which saves you probably $50,000 roughly. Because we kind of start, the more we look at it, if you put in a grinder, you're grinding everything up, it's going to go right through the screen. So it's kind of, in my opinion, the screen wasn't going to do much. But the city still wants the option to add the screen in the future. So this grinder still has to be sole sourced in the future, if that screen ever has to be added, it's the same manufacturer that it will fit. So once we, assuming you approve this sole source, the Road and Bridge Department's agreed to put the grinder in, use your existing on-call contracts with Castro Electric to do the electrical work, but there'll still need to be an agreement between your attorney and you guys and the city on you guys would own and purchase the equipment, the city will operate it, and then, like I said, the city wants the option in there that if for some reason they think a screen still needed in the future, that could be added. So assuming we go through with this sole source, then we'll have to take that next step of getting this agreement worked out before you would actually purchase the equipment, would be my recommendation anyway.
The purpose of today is to just name them as a sole source and see if there's anybody in the room or if anybody has made contact saying that they can provide a similar product.
I believe Nikki, is this advertised in the paper?
Yeah, it ran the brand of paper in.
And then I'm going to read something off here. Is there anyone here now who feels they or their company can offer an alternative as a direct source, not third party, to JWC Environmental Incorporated with a product as beneficial as what they offer to Taney County with all the same financial and same operational advantages? If so, please come forward now. Seeing no such person nor receiving any written responses, is there a motion to be made to declare JWC Environmental Incorporation a single source, sole source provider for the purchase of a grinder?
You good?
I move to make JWC Environmental Incorporated as a single source provider for the purchase of the grinder.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Mm-hmm. Been a long time in the making, hasn't it?
It's taken a while.
Yeah. Is it still 6 to 8 weeks after?
Everything you order right now is.
Yeah.
5%, 6 to 7 months.
Did you say months?
All on a cargo ship.
And I don't understand. And when you get it in, it's twice more than what you ever paid for it before.
Okay, next on the agenda. Household hazardous waste discussion. You finally made it.
Thank you, Travis.
I promise this will be very efficient.
I like how you said efficient and not necessarily fast.
That would be fast.
I think Scott and Devin will be back. Debbie Redford, 1462 Carlton Road, Hollister, Missouri. I am here. I've met with Scott. I've met with Devin in terms of doing household hazardous waste, and they have a copy of what I have to say, an outline. There they are. Okay. I want to point out that there was a household hazardous waste facility established at Branson Recycle Center. I established it, did all of the work for it, ran it for 9 years. After I left, it was run for another 11 years before Branson shut it down. There's never been an incident of a problem of someone injured, of any fire, et cetera, in regards to it. And DNR, you need to know that DNR does not regulate household hazardous waste facilities. They don't have any written regulations for that because they do not consider it a serious issue. You cannot take commercial waste at a household hazardous waste facility. Understand that what